Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And so I'm glad that you are here today. And to all of you, happy Father's Day. You know, one thing I was thinking about this morning as I was reflecting upon Father's Day and looking at Father's Day, and you know, I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of mothers, single moms. My sister was one of those, and you know, she had to take on both the roles, you know, father and mother, and that has to be hard. So if you are, because I saw her struggle with that, I saw her really struggle with taking on both roles, and that has to be really hard. And I know a lot of you listening to me today, you know, maybe you are a single mom, or maybe you were a single mom, you know, raising your kid. And so, you know, so happy Father's Day to you as well, because you did take it, that role on. And so, you know, and I appreciate the strength that's inside of a lot of you today. You know, a lot of you have been really empowered lately, and I can feel it. And so I just want to acknowledge that and say congratulations. You are moving forward, and that's always a good thing. You know, a lot of times in our lives, we, you know, there's a force that tries to pull us backwards, tries to take us back into the old. But we're not going to go back to the old. We're going to go forward into the new and into this now moment. And so you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm glad you're here. And so but I just wanted to say happy Father's Day as we begin this program. So the card for the show today comes from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue, and it's the Harmony card. And I love this card. I love all my cards, but I love this card because I'm going to describe it to you. There's an angel on it, and she has like a violin and you know, and just playing, you know, just enjoying. That's what I get from this card. I just see somebody that's totally in harmony with themselves, somebody that's at peace. And don't we all want that for our lives? Don't we all want to find that place of rest, you know, of not struggling so much? And so, you know, today I speak harmony into your life and into your situations. And so as we start the show, just focus on harmony. I know a lot of times it you look around and you go, I don't know, Michael, I don't see it right now. You might not see it right now, but it's coming, okay? It's coming. All right. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to open with the song. If you would like to be a part of the program, I do have a couple callers that want to talk to me today. But if you would like to be a part of the program and you're wondering how to do that, I'm going to tell you how to do that really quick. You pick up your phone. That's step one. Then you punch in these numbers. 347-327-9316. Again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. Okay? All right. I would love to visit with you, talk to you. Let me just hit this really quick before we go too far. Yesterday, I did a show on a subject that I feel like hit a lot of you. And I talked to some people yesterday about the show, and they were talking about how it was bringing up stuff in their lives and stirring stuff up. And yesterday's show was one of those stirred up shows. I know. And we talked about domestic violence yesterday, a subject that a lot of people don't want to focus on, don't want to talk about. We just want to, you know, if, you know, again, it's one of those subjects in our lives that if we don't talk about it, then it doesn't exist. Well, it does exist, unfortunately. And there will be a time when it doesn't. But yesterday I did talk about it, and I feel like I stirred up a lot of stuff. And I'm not going to apologize because I really do feel like that was a show that was ordered by Spirit. But if you're having a hard time today and things are emotionally stirred up inside of you, why don't you call me today and let me pray with you? You know, or maybe you're in a situation that we talked about yesterday. You know, today I'm going to focus on a lot of prayer today. I just feel like today's show, I just want today's focus to be on healing. You know, I think a lot of times we need that in all of our lives, and every area of your life we need healing. So today's focus is going to be on healing. And so if you need healing emotionally, physically, be it whatever, give me a call today and say, hey, Michael, can you pray for me? You know, and I would love to do that. I love prayer. I love praying. I believe that there's power in prayer. And I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in countless number of other people's lives. And when we just don't think that things can turn around, prayer can be that key to turning around. And now I will tell you, a lot of times I've learned this in my own life with prayer. You know, I prayed and, you know, maybe the situation didn't instantly turn around. And I will tell you, you know, sometimes that's not going to be the case. Sometimes it's not going to be instant. Sometimes it will be instant, but not always. And we have to realize that Spirit knows best. You know, Spirit knows best. All right? So, but let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for your guidance in my life and in those that are listening to me right now, live or archived. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for our dads. Even those dads that maybe, you know, weren't always there for us, weren't always hanging around, maybe weren't even in our lives. And Father, Mother, God, we might not always understand why people were like that. You know, but the one thing I've learned, Father, Mother, God, is that anybody can father a kid, but it takes a hero to be a dad. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my dad at this moment. And I thank you for his influence in my life, be it good, be it bad, be it indifferent. Because a lot of who I am today is because of a lot of him. So, Father, Mother, God, I ask for you to bless my dad and for you to bless everybody else's dad today. And, Father, Mother, God, for those that maybe be missing their dad because their dad has made that transition to the other side, I ask that you would comfort them today. Because I know that this day, for a lot of people, brings up a lot of emotions. Some good, some bad, and some not very good at all. So, Father, Mother, God, just lead us and guide us and direct us in everything that we do today, everything that we say today. And, Father, Mother, God, let me completely move out of the way at this moment in time and become that vessel that you always use on this program. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my listeners, and I thank you for meeting their needs in this now moment, be whatever needs those are. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for understanding and for knowledge and for guidance in all areas of our lives. And Father, Mother, God, surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we will be right back after this song. Your calls are next. 347-327-9316. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah. a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love. Unconditional self-love. And where there's love, there's no fear. And when there's no fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that relationship with yourself now.
As we begin to move forward into this program, I want us to all to do something together. You know, it's all about preparing ourselves to receive. You know, the one thing the one thing I learned when I was in church for a big, huge part of my life was how to prepare ourselves. If you've ever been to a church service, they go through a whole part of the service of preparing themselves to open up to Spirit, to hear what Spirit has to say to their hearts in that now moment. A lot of times on this program, I do my very best with the music that I do, the prayers that I do, to prepare us for that, to hear what Spirit has to say to us. And do you know that probably 80% of this show, I would say, a lot of times is aimed at me as well. You know, I hear what Spirit is saying. And, you know, the one thing we have to do is to open up to receive. So what I want you to do is I want you to repeat after me what I'm about to say. And as we do so, I want you to see your heart chakra opening up to receive. So I want you to repeat this. I'm going to say it slow enough so you can repeat it with me. Father, Mother, God, at this moment in time, I open up to you, to all that you have for me in this now moment. I let go of all of my stuff, all of my fears, all of my doubts. And now, in this moment, I receive all that you have for me. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to whoever is on the other end of, I feel like I had a frog or something in my throat there for a minute. 858, hi.
Good morning, Michael.
Could you say your name for me, please?
My name is Abby.
Hi, Abby. How can I help?
Michael, I don't know what my current situation is with somebody. We actually spoke like 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to know, there's talks that he was with somebody at the mall yesterday, and now people are saying, no, maybe that's not him, and it's like, and he told me that's not him. He's like, no, I wasn't with a girl. I'm out of town, so stop bothering me. That's what he said.
Right.
He's like, if it was, we're not together anymore. But I don't know what to do.
All right. Let's look at this, okay? And the one that I will tell you about me is I will tell you exactly what Spirit's showing me and telling me, okay? But let me look at this. I'm going to tell you right now that he was not with anybody else yesterday. This is your fears, your self-doubts, your stuff trying to sabotage something that I believe is really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what really matters is what you think, what you believe, not what all these other people are saying, not what all these other people might be pushing on you. And the one thing that I would tell you, if you don't trust him already, then there's already a problem. Okay? And so if you asked him and he's saying, hey, you know, that wasn't me, I wasn't there, you know, then you got to trust your heart and trust him. You know, trust your intuition. It's a built-in thing inside of you. But if you already are having trust issues with him, then you might want to look at yourself and find out where these fears are coming from. I feel like that they're coming from a past relationship, a past thing. And he's not your past. He could be your future. But if you don't calm down a little bit, I'm going to tell you, he is going to leave. Okay, he's not going to put up with this nonsense. He's not a nonsense guy, and so he's not going to put up with this, okay? And I feel like he's a good guy for you, and I would hate to see you sabotage this. Try to calm down. You know, just ask your angels to help you with trust. I feel like you do have some trust issues, not just with him, but with a lot of things, and I feel like that this comes from your past. Does that make sense? I just feel like there's some trust issues here.
There is. And Michael, when do you see him actually physically gone? Like, when we'll see each other again?
I would say, looks like to me a couple weeks here. It could be a little sooner. But the one thing, you're just going to have to try to calm down. I know that it's hard when you don't see this person all the time. I've been in these relationships, or these kind of relationships. I understand how our minds can create a whole bunch of stuff that ain't there, okay? I understand. I've been there. And so, but I will tell you, we got to trust our intuition. Trust your heart, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know, if other people are saying this, you might want to examine their motives, okay? I feel like that a particular person that is telling you a lot of stuff about your boyfriend has a motive that you might want to examine, okay?
Well, he's an ex. But
I would still examine. I would still examine what's going on here, okay? But, you know, hopefully that helps you today. But, you know, if you already are having problems with this person, then I would examine where this is going, okay? Mm-hmm. All right?
Okay. Okay,
all right.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome. All right, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah. If you're already in a relationship and you already are having some doubts, I would examine that, okay? But also, a lot of times what happens, and this has happened in my own life, so I can only speak from my experiences, if we've had past relationships that have hurt us, or maybe in the past, somebody's cheated on us, and it's hard to trust again. It's hard to trust. So just examine your relationships. And I will tell, while we're on the subject of relationships, Wednesday, I'm excited. Wednesday, I have a Candy Holt with me, and she will be talking to us about twin flames and soulmates. And I don't know that much about twin flames or soulmates that much. And so she's going to be helping us and teaching us how to manifest a twin flame into our life, what that is, what the difference is. And she did that in her own life with her husband that she has now. And so she's going to be with us on Wednesday. Wednesday's program will be at 1 p.m. Central. It will be a little later in the day due to time differences with Candy and myself. So that will be at 1 p.m. Central, all right? So if you can join us for that program, I feel like it's going to be really awesome. And she'll be with us in that first hour, and then in that second hour, I will probably do some readings. We'll let Spirit lead us and see where Spirit wants to take us. But that's what's sort of planned right now. But as well as you know, and I know, this show is subject to change without notice. Spirit is in charge of everything in our lives, and sometimes our plans are not always Spirit's plans. All right. All right. Rose is with us. Hi, Rose, and thank you for being here. And I know, surprise, surprise, I know. And so I woke up this morning, and I just felt this today. I just felt like the Spirit wanted us here, and I think that what we need to do is really open up to healing in our lives. You know, there's a lot of things that we don't want to focus on and we don't want to talk about. We just, you know, it goes back to, okay, if I don't talk about it, ain't there. Well, it is there. And so we need to talk about it. We need to get it out. You know, and the best way to get stuff out is a lot of times talk it out. You know, just talk it out. All right. Let's talk to, I got two calls on 570. And Rose disappeared on me, so let's go ahead and let's talk to 570-905 is your number. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I was like, is anybody there? Okay, so,
yep,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay. How can I help you this morning?
It's I guess it's that kind of day with relationship thing. That's my situation too today. I've been with this man for a past year, and he's a very hard worker and very good to me. But when he gets tired, he gets very nasty toward me.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good.
Like verbally, because he wants to be with me, and not to the point of, it's like insinuation. Well, if I'm not there, go with somebody else or look for somebody else. It's always like that insecurity on his part, I guess, from past relationships.
Right, past relationships.
I mean, what spirit could pick up.
Yeah, and I agree. I immediately pick up a lot of hurt with him. From past relationship, a lot of hurt. His heart is almost smashed. When I look at his heart, it he loves you, but it's really hard. I will tell you, it's really hard for him to open up. And a lot of this nastiness that he does is a defense thing that he does. And I'm not saying that it's right. It's not right, but what I'm saying is it is a defense, and I'm getting a lot of feedback. Hold on for a minute. I'm going to close your line for a second so I can actually focus on what Spirit wants me to say, and then I'll talk to you again. But I pick up a lot of stuff with him. I feel like that this relationship has a strong foundation underneath it. Right now everybody's going through some shaky times, and I feel like that with this relationship, I feel like you guys are in that shaky place right now. But the one thing that I would do with him is I would pray for him, give him over to the angels and try to heal this hurt in his heart. Because I think a lot of this comes from his childhood and from past relationships, it looks like to me. I'm going to pull a couple cards on this really quick here. The Goddess of Creation card comes from my Gaia deck, and it says transformation, creativity, and wholeness. And right now you're going through a place of transformation, a place of change. We all are in that place right now. As we are more and more spiritually awakening, we are more and more transforming into the beings that we're supposed to be, which are those spiritual beings. But I do feel a place of wholeness. I do feel like that with this this thing that he's doing, when he gets tired and this verbal abuse that he throws at you, I do feel like that will ease up. And I also believe that Spirit will help with this, creating yin yang, creating harmony through balance. And so I'm going to open your phone again so I can talk to you. But does any of that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense, because he was like this in the beginning of the relationship, and
right.
I started meditation classes because I also was in previous relationships that were not good,
right.
And I know that it's not me, and I'm very patient with him. If it was another time when I was not secure within myself, I would have told him goodbye long ago, but
right.
I do love the man, and I am in it for a long haul, and I do feel that we're healing each other, so
I know
that he's not going anywhere. He's probably sleeping now and text me later, but I took notice that it's almost like a test for me that when he does this, like I think he did this in past relationships and
he did.
So
yeah.
With me,
this
he's
is,
not going to do it because I'm strong and I'm going to stay there.
Yeah, this is a pattern with him, and this has been a long pattern with him. And so when people get close to him, he does this. He pushes people away from him. And the one thing I like about you, you are secure in yourself, and so that's a good thing. And so stay there, because I do believe that this is a good relationship for you. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed day.
You too. All right, yeah, you know, there's just some people like that, you know, and a lot of times, I will tell you, a lot of times people are putting stuff out there because it's a defense. It's a defense mechanism. You know, especially, have you ever been around somebody that is just angry all the time, or it seems like they're angry all the time? You know, they're always yelling, they're always saying bad things about you. That's a defense mechanism that they have put in place to keep people away from them. It's like, have you ever seen like have walked by a yard and you've seen this big, huge dog on a chain? Okay, just follow where I'm going. I'm going somewhere. Just stay with me for a minute. And so, have you ever seen that? And all of a sudden, that dog, the first thing that dog does to let you know that you are sort of making it nervous, it's a defense. It will most likely start growling. Okay? It will start growling, or it will start barking. It will start barking at you. Because it is trying to do its best to keep you away from it. Following? So, and keeping you off of the property, saying, hey, you know, this is my turf. And so a lot of times people are like that. You know, they think, okay, this is my stuff. This is my emotion. This is, what? No, I'm not going to let you near me. I'm not going to let you close to me. So I'm going to bark and growl and pull on my chain and kick up dirt and do all kinds of stuff to scare you away from me. Following? But they need love too. They need love too. It does take patience when we're around people like that. It does take patience. You know, I don't really understand people like that. I don't get people like that. I don't get people that they have made it their mission to tear down other people. I just don't understand that. And I don't even think they understand that either. I don't think that they understand why they do what they do. You know, and the one thing that Spirit taught me years and years ago was something that really helped me, and I want to share it with you today because it really helped me. And the one thing that really has helped me is that when people are being mean to us or judging us or pointing fingers at us and saying all this stuff about us, they're hurting. Hurt people hurt others. They don't know any difference. And once we can really understand that, and once we get that in, and I liked what that lady said that just talked to me a few minutes ago, that she's secure with who she is. When we find that security inside of ourselves, and when we realize who we truly are, then it isn't going to matter a hill of beans what anybody else says. Does it hurt when other people talk about us, when people can't let go of stuff? Yes, it hurts. But does it define us? That's up to us. But I don't think that Spirit really wants us to be defined by others. I think that Spirit wants us to be defined by the Spirit within us. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. Let's go ahead and talk to Patty before I go on a soapbox here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Patty. How can I help you today?
Hello. I'm in a special friend relationship with a man, and I don't know if he's the one for me. He backpedals a lot.
Okay.
But he's a good person. He's a good man.
Right.
And I just want to know what it, if it's ever going to come to something.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Okay, Patty, I don't think you're going to like what I got to tell you, okay? But my job is to tell you what I'm picking up, okay?
Okay.
I will tell you, yes, this is a very good guy. You know, he's got really good qualities. But as far as him ever making a commitment, I don't see that right now. And I will tell you that I got about a two-year window here. And in this two-year window with you, Patty, is I just do not see a commitment from him. Not the kind that you're looking for from him, okay? I do feel like you can have a friendship with the guy. I feel like he would make an awesome friend. But if you are looking for a long-term relationship, I just feel like that he's not the tree you should be barking at. And okay.
I feel that in my heart. I just don't want to accept it.
And I understand that nobody wants to accept that, and I know that this is hard for you even to hear right now. But you know, the one thing I will tell you is I think you'd rather hear it than keep going down. Yeah, it's gonna hurt for a little bit. But, you know, and all things are subject to change. But right now in this two-year window that I have, I just really am sorry, Patty. He's just not going to be that you know, twin flame or soulmate for you. I just don't see that, and I'm really sorry. I wish I could have told you something different.
I appreciate your honesty.
But I have to do my job, okay? And
Patty,
before you leave, I want to tell you, you know, there is somebody coming into your life. I want to tell you what I see, okay? I don't want to leave you this way, okay? I want to tell you that there is somebody that will look like is coming into your path here. You know, if you allow that to happen, you know, that's totally up to you. But I do feel like that there is somebody else out there that will give you what you're looking for, that will love you for the person that you are. And you're an awesome person. You got to see that, believe that. And you deserve love. You want to share your life with somebody. I don't know who doesn't. But, you know, I do see somebody coming into your path. I would say looks like to me about the end of this year or early next year, okay? But you got to be open.
Do I know that person?
I feel like that this is a brand new person. I feel like that this is a brand new, fresh start for you. And we all need that sometimes. I will tell you this much, Patty, about the person coming in. You better get some energy because this person is very energetic and likes to have fun, likes to go out, very much enjoying life, loves the outdoors, very outdoorsy. And so, that's that wow moment, you know. And so,
that's what I like.
Well, you know, a lot of times, I've seen this a lot of times, Patty. I will tell you, a lot of times, you know, we see this one person and we think, okay, that's all that I want. That's all that I want in my life. And what happens with this when we focus on one thing, we miss all the other opportunities that could be right there. You follow what I'm saying? And so I know that right now this stings a little bit, let it sting a little bit, and then, you know, look at what you want to do. You know, it's always your choices. You can stay right where you are and you know, see if this works out for you, or you can open yourself up to the possibility of somebody else, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Patty. All right, you hang in there, okay?
I'll try. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Happy Father's.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. You know, that's it. You know, I can focus on vanilla ice cream and think, man, that's all I want is vanilla ice cream. And I've never tried chocolate or strawberry ice cream. Following what I'm saying? And so I could stay with vanilla ice cream, but, you know, maybe chocolate's good too. Strawberry's good. Whatever. So, I don't know. All right. Let's talk to Sheena. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Yes. Yeah. Hi, Michael. Happy Father's Day. Thanks for
Well, thank you. How can I help?
Two really quick things here. You know, the first one is I've been feeling very, I don't know, extra sensitive, extra heightened, having dreams that I can remember, and hearing noises and, you know, just feeling really extra sensitive, like, you know, my ears are ringing. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm having dreams, and the number 777 is coming up for me, so I'm just wondering what is going on. I'm feeling so...
All right. Okay, I know exactly what's going on, and so you are awakening at extreme levels right now, and so
why?
Because
I need to understand.
Yeah, well, because okay, do you realize that you're a medium?
Oh my God, no, I don't want to be.
Hey, I know you don't want to be, but I didn't say you had to be. I'm just saying that you have mediumship abilities. You do have a gift inside of you. If you use that muscle, that's totally up to you. Okay, that's totally up to you. But my job is to tell you what's going on. Okay, and what is happening right now is you are spiritually awakening to your gifts. Your gifts are advancing. Now I'm going to tell you a couple of things to do here. Okay, one is first of all, don't be afraid of it. I feel like there's a lot of fear here. You know, when I told you that, you go, oh, no, I don't want that. Okay, I feel like a lot of that's fear. I understand. When I first started doing mediumship stuff, I was like, no way. I don't want to do that. You know, I love doing the cards. I love doing that part of my life. But when I first started opening up the mediumship stuff, I was like, I don't know about this, but I will tell you, you got a choice. You know, the one thing that we all have is free will. We have a free will card, and we can play that. And what I'm going to tell you is if you don't want to open up to your gifts, just tell your spirit guides that you don't really want to open up to those right now. You know, that doesn't mean you won't open up to them later on in your life. But if it's scaring you right now, just ask them to tune that down a little bit. The ringing in your ears. When you started talking about the ringing in your ears, that is what happens to me constantly, all the time. And that's why I recognize that. It's that ringing
what
in there.
What is that?
What is going on there? And this is a good question, and I appreciate you asking this because I think it will help a lot of people. When we have that ringing in your ear, have you ever, like, gone to, like, a radio and you're trying to tune in a station and you have to turn that knob a little bit to get the right channel, that right vibration? That's what's going on right now. A spirit's trying to adjust you to their vibration, to what's going on inside of you right now. And so what I would do is ask your angels to help you with that. And say, okay, can we just get this done so I can stop having this ringing? Because when it started with me, it was like so frustrating. I was like, will you guys just stop that, please?
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, you're just wanting to say, okay, enough already. And so understandable. But that's what's going on with that. But the one that I will tell you, you can ask your spirit guide. You have a spirit guide. Your spirit guide's a female. I don't have a name for her. You can call her whatever you want to call her. They don't get hung up on names like we do. But yours is a female. So you can ask her.
Does she have an accent? Like, does she have an accent?
Yeah, I do feel that she does. And I feel like that sometimes she has like a feather headdress. I keep seeing a feather headdress. I don't know why I'm seeing this, but it looks like I see feathers on her hair sometimes. I think there's I can't think. I'll have to look that up. But I feel like that there's a reason I'm seeing that. But the one thing I would tell you, you know, I would just ask her to help you with this right now, this process you're going through. And I know it can be scary. When we start having dreams, very vivid dreams, and we're not sure what these dreams are even telling us, it's scary. And so the one thing I would tell you, just try to relax with it. And again, it's your choice if you open up to it or use that muscle. Those are your choices. And
do you have any idea why all of a sudden now?
Why now? Because we are moving, and that's a good question again. We are moving into where we are headed, which means that we are in a time of spiritual evolution. The more so in this year and the next year than ever before. And so what's happened here is spirit is vamping things up. Okay, and I know that it's scary because, you know, right now we're all accelerating and we don't know. We want to slow down. We want to put that brake on. You know, it's like, okay, come on, let's slow this down a minute. But it's not a bad thing. It's an awesome thing, and I'm excited for you. I know you're scared with it. I know that, but I will tell you, it's not something to be afraid of. Okay.
Who is it that keeps making the noises in my house? Like,
okay. Yeah, those are spirits around you. Okay. A lot of those are your loved ones. You do have a spirit there that is not your loved one, but it's somebody that used to live there on the property. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about with them. They're just trying to get your attention. The quicker you acknowledge they're there, the quicker the noises will stop. And so
yeah.
I'm just telling you, you know, as soon as you say hello to them, then this noising thing that they're doing will stop because they're just trying to get your attention. Yeah.
Well, because I've been just laying in a daze because I'm like, I feel this. I know that this is real. And I'm like,
it's definitely real. Yeah. And hey, I'm gonna give you an email address, and I would want you to contact me through email, and we can talk about this more. I'm gonna have to move on right now, but let me give you an email address for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Okay. The email address for me is insightswithmichael at ymail.com. The letter ymail.com. All right.
And that's four words, right?
Yeah, it's one word, Insights with Michael, and then it's at ymail.com. All right?
Okay. If you don't mind, I have a really quick question.
Yeah, really quick, because I gotta move on, okay?
It's a male. His name is Kevin. He just experienced the death of a child, and I'm trying to reach out to him, and I'm just wondering, you know, we used to date, and I'm just wondering how you see that going. I just want to share a little bit of my strength with him and love, and so I want to...
I believe as long as you keep it right now in like a friendship mode here, and you're just wanting to be his friend and not any expectations on his part, then I believe it will be okay. If you put expectations on him and expect something more from him that he can't give right now, I feel like there would be problems. But as long as you keep it a friendship and just let him be him and you be you, yeah, he needs you right now. But let's just keep it friendship right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. And hopefully that's help. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to the person that talks to you all before me, which is my good friend Rose. Hi, Rose. Rose is not there. Okay. All right. So let's talk to Lisa then. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
How can I help you?
Good. Well, I'm an empath. My gifts are totally opening up more and more every day. But my question is this. Right now I'm having a battle between my head and my heart.
Okay. I think we all are. I don't think you're by yourself. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm having, like I said, a battle between my head and my heart, and it has to do with a relationship. The man is totally distant and avoiding me, and I don't get it because when I saw him, we discussed me moving down there. He was even sizing up my ring finger. And I'm getting all the signs to be patient, but I'm so confused and baffled by all of this.
Okay. All right. let's look at what's going on, okay?
Sure.
And I don't have any, you know, anything invested in this, so I can look at this without, you know, any bias here. So let me look at this here. Could I get his initial, just his first initial, please?
Sure, it's M.
Okay, thank you. All right. And I don't want to know where he is exactly, so could you just give me a state that he's in?
Well, he lives 5 hours from me, so he's in
okay.
Maryland.
Okay, all right. All right, that will be good. Okay, that will work. All right, I'm going to look at him really close here for a second. Okay, I'm going to be quiet for just
sure.
a second. Okay. All right. All right, I have this. I don't think you're going to like it, though. I checked it twice, and I have to go with what I'm getting, all right? I feel like that he cares about you. Let's start here. I do feel like he cares about you. I will tell you that. I do feel like that in some ways there's a little bit of a game going on here. You know, but I do feel like that he does care about you. I just feel like that he just cannot make a commitment. I feel like that he wanted to, and then something really scared him. There was something that just scared the daylights out of him. I don't know what it was, but I will tell you that I just, you know, I will tell you that I do feel like that this is could be a long-term relationship. But again, you're going to have to look at, okay, you know, just talk to him about this. Say, hey, you know, I don't, you know, just talk to him. You know, communication, if you can't talk to him about this and he can't talk to you about it, then there's a problem already.
Well, this is something he's done in the past, definitely, but I felt like
okay.
we've moved past through this.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I thought we moved past through all of this, especially since he's opened up so much this year and he's become a different person, a better person, and he's grown definitely.
Yeah.
But it's
but he's still stuck
in
a cycle. Okay, let's see why he's stuck. Let's see why he's stuck in this cycle. Let's see if we can get to the block here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because I really feel like he cares about you. But yeah, he's definitely playing a game right now. And this is a game that he's been here before. So let's see if I can see what's doing this, okay?
Okay.
Because I really feel like that he cares about you. This is confusing me. No wonder you're confused. Okay, let me look. Look. So. Yeah. This goes into his childhood. Do you know anything about his family?
No, I'm sure it definitely has something to do with his childhood. He's the type of person that never opens up about anything to begin with.
Yeah,
so
this is something with his parents. This is a behavior that he's learned. Can it be a behavior that he can unlearn? Definitely. Will he? I believe so. I would stick with him for right now. You know, if things don't get better then next year, then I would look at, okay, maybe you need to make a choice about, you know, something different with this. But I would give it a little bit longer here, you know, because I feel like that he can break this cycle. I really feel like he can. What I would do is ask your angels to help heal this thing that's causing this inside of him. And I would be doing the same thing. But I, you know, the one thing I would tell you is I would stick with this for right now. If this doesn't change by next year, by the end of next year, then I would look at, you know, the possibility of opening up to something else, okay? But I would give it a little bit longer here, okay?
When will I hear from him? When? Because, like, I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks. I contacted him today on Facebook. He read my message. I asked him why the silence.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't respond. Like, I don't get it.
This is part of this game that he's playing. And this is a cycle that you guys have been through. You're going to have to look at, you know, are you going to stick with the cycle stuff that he's doing for right now? Because I will tell you, this is going to last a little bit of time here. And,
okay.
You know, so you know, you're going to have to really examine, you know, your love for him and that unconditional, you know, that word unconditional love, that's hard sometimes. You know, it's like overlooking certain things. And, you know, the one thing I would do is just, you know, what I would do is I wouldn't contact him. Let him contact you. I would go silent. I've done this in a relationship that was similar. You know, they were doing the same thing to me. So I didn't contact them. I let them contact me. Immediately they contacted me because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't calling them. I wasn't texting them. I wasn't emailing them. And so they contacted me and said, "Are you okay? Is everything okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was just quiet." So, but yeah, so hold on for just a second.
Sure.
Okay, live radio. Gotta love it. All right, so.
I get all that out, that you're just confirming to me what I already know, but it's just, like
you're
I
right.
said, it's.
Yeah, it's
being
just
patient.
Kinda, it's just, yeah, patience on your part, and that's the thing that you need to work on, because you're a good person. I can feel that. You're definitely an empath. You got amazing gifts inside of you. You got gifts inside of you haven't even tapped into yet. But the one thing that I will tell you is your main thing, and this is why he's in your life. Okay.
Control? Is it my control?
No. To teach you patience. Okay. And to teach you unconditional love, that word unconditional love, and that's why he's in your path to help you with this, okay? And you know, so ask your spirit guide to help you. You got an awesome spirit guide. Ask your spirit guide to help you with this, okay? But I would stick with this for right now, and just pray about it. And I'm gonna do the same, and I'm gonna ask all my listeners to do the same. And we're going to see some changes in him because he needs to break this cycle. But right now, your main thing is patience with him, okay? And sometimes love has to have patience, okay?
Well, I've been doing this for almost 4 years.
I know. And like I said, it might be time to really consider, you know, another choice. But I would give it a little bit longer, not too much longer. You know, Spirit's saying just a little bit longer, and then you got to decide, okay, if he's not going to get out of this cycle, then you're going to have to decide, you know, what's for your higher good, okay?
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you
right,
so much.
Thank you. No problem. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah. And you know, there's people like that in our lives, you know, we have to look at you know, when is it time? This is a good question. When is it time that enough is enough? When does that time come? You know, and in any relationship, not just in a romantic relationship, but in a friendship or a roommate situation or whatever, business partnership. When is enough enough? When is it time to really say, okay, is this working out for my higher good? Am I spending too much energy on something that is never going to be what I thought it was going to be? And the only person that can answer that for you is you. I mean, my job is to tell you possibilities and potentials and what I see. But when it comes down to bottom line, you're in charge of your own destiny by the choices you make and by the choices you choose to put into your life. That's with any reader. It's just not with me. I mean, I think a lot of times as readers, you know, a lot of people, you know, unfortunately say, okay, well, tell me what to do. That's not our job. My job is not to tell you what to do. My job is to show you possibilities and potentials and things that you could do if you don't like the situation you're in right now. That's my job. My job is not to tell you what to do. I have a hard time making choices for myself, so I'm not going to do that for you. But I will show you what Spirit is showing me to help you make better choices and better decisions and get you on the right track. I'll do my best. So, all right. Let's see if Rose is there. Let's talk to Rose. Hi, Rose.
She is here. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was like, Rose. I was getting ready to say, Rose, go check Rose so I know she's there.
Well, okay. My day from yesterday continued on. It's just been like a crazy house. I was hoping you had a positive message for me.
Okay, positive. All right.
Positive.
Positive. All right. Let's see what's going on. Let's pull some cards here. Winter's in. Regeneration, rebirth, positive outcome. You asked for something positive right there.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, positive outcome. The Spirit's telling me that what you were going through yesterday and what you're continually going through today is ending by the end of the day. And so you're going to be in a more positive place, a more positive attitude. Definitely going to see a change. And it goes back to you. You know, it goes back to how you are looking at the situation. And how much power, Rose, please listen, how much power are you giving other people? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, yeah, because when we're getting frustrated, you know what happens? We're giving that person power, and we do that all the time. I'm guilty of it, you know, you're guilty. Everybody probably listening to us right now has probably done that sometime in their life, and so we got to learn how not to do that. When somebody, you know, the old saying, you know, people say, you know, we always say, well, you're making me mad. Well, nobody can really make us mad. We choose to get mad. We choose to get frustrated. So, Liz Rose, today, I want you to choose to be happy and positive no matter what anybody else is doing. This is going to be really hard for you, okay? So, all right.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks.
Hey, I'm not saying it badly. I'm just saying it's going to be awful. All right.
I'm turning it around.
All right, just turn it around. Okay, I want you to take one person in your head right now. We're going to do something right now. I want you to look at one person that you're really frustrated with right now.
Okay.
And now what I want you to do is I want you to see that person in that situation, just take one thing at a time. I want you to see that person calming down and being calm. Okay? And
okay.
Fixing and try that. Okay? And see how that works. All right?
All right. Thanks, Michael. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Yeah. You know, and that's one thing that we need to learn. Is, you know, I think a lot of times what happens, my friends, is that we are trying to take everything all at one time and changing everything all at one time. And that's when we get overloaded. That's when we get frustrated. But if we take one thing at a time, one situation at a time, we break it down, we examine it, we look at it, we resolve it. We take one thing at a time. So today, what I want you to do is I want you for just today, for this day, I want you to take a list of the things that are frustrating you about your life. I want you also to look at the things that you have to do in this day, this now moment. I want you to look at that. And then I want you to prioritize. Okay? So what that means is, okay, let's say my imaginary friend, Kevin. Okay, my imaginary friend, Kevin, just came in here and took a sledgehammer to my bicycle and just started breaking it. I don't know why Kevin just flipped. So, okay. So am I going to, how am I going to react to Kevin smashing my bicycle? Now, is that a priority? Okay, now let's look at something else. Let's say, okay, that made me sort of mad. Kevin's tearing up my bicycle. Don't know why. So, okay, that's a good place to start. When people are doing stuff to us, maybe yelling at us, maybe smashing our bicycle with a sledgehammer, okay, that would be a little crazy, wouldn't it? If somebody just came in there and started smashing my bicycle with a sledgehammer, that'd be a little out there. So my thing would be to look at, okay, what is going on with Kevin? You know, this is out of character for him. You know, he's never done this before. And so, you know, I would have to try to examine, okay, why is he acting this way today? Why is he doing this? And maybe Kevin doesn't even know why he did that. So I have to look at Kevin and I have to say, okay, Kevin is acting a little irrational today. And so maybe Kevin needs some help. Maybe I need to get Kevin some help today. Following what I'm saying, maybe I need to take him out and find out what's going on with him. But the one that I want to focus on is prioritizing. So looking back at our list, saying, okay, what is important right now? What is the thing really eating at me right now? There's something, I'll tell you, there is something really bugging me right now, guys. I'm not going to go into what it is, but I will tell you there is something emotionally at the top of my list that I need to figure out. So that's at the top of my list, and I need to look at it. Some of these other things, you know, we got to look at, okay, where do they fit? You know, and take one thing at a time. You know, so look at what is really pending right now. Let's say that you have to go visit your dad. Okay, that's probably pending right now. It's Father's Day. Okay, and maybe you don't really want to go visit your father because it could be bringing up stuff that you just don't want to deal with. Well, you know, we can run and run and run and run. But I hate to tell you, we can't run away from it. It's inside of us. I've tried it for years. I tried it for years, my friends. Trying to run away from the problem. But the problem was not out of me. It was on the end of me. The inside of me. And you can't run away from an internal problem. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. Let's go ahead and talk to my good friend, James. Hi, James.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you? I haven't talked to you for a while.
I'm doing pretty good.
How can I help?
Well, I'm just wondering if you can give me a general reading, see what's going on with me. I kind of feel as if, I don't know if it's from me or if it's the energy around me, but it just feels, I don't even want to say stagnant. I want to say dense. It feels heavy, and it's been feeling like this for about a day or two, maybe even 3 days now.
Yeah, this happened. This looks like it started about, looks like about to me, it looks like about Wednesday evening here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like about Wednesday night to me. Something going on here. We got sirens that's going to go by here in a minute, so that's why I'm waiting. So, yeah, I got sirens that are about to go by my office here. So hold on for just a second while those go by. Hey, you gotta love live radio. Gotta love it.
I know that's right.
Yeah, you gotta love live radio. Hey, I do appreciate live radio. It's awesome, and so but sometimes it works on my patience and my frustration levels. But yeah, right now, James, you are. It's sort of like you're one thing I will tell you. It feels like you're like in a hold right now. I'm not saying that you're stagnated, because I don't see that. I do feel like that there's a little hold pattern here, okay? And a hold pattern is a whole lot different than a stagnation period. So I do feel like, you know, the one thing that I would tell you during this period of time, and this should be lifting off of you at least by tomorrow, it looks like to me. But in this time period that we're in right now, I would really look at you, you know, really be sure all your ducks in a row. I really feel like the spirit's about to blast you forward. And so there was another caller that was talking about, you know, the gifts inside of her and you know, she sort of was afraid of what was going on. I feel like that's about to go on with you. I'm going to give you a heads up, because you are awakening right now, definitely. And so I will tell you, like, you know, this week ahead, it looks like you're going to have, you know, not this dense feeling that you're feeling right now, but you're going to start feeling a lot of energy. The one thing you're going to have a problem with the week ahead is I feel like you're going to have a lot of energy, and you're going to have to be sure you're grounded. It's going to be feeling like you're going to blast off of our planet. And so I would really watch your grounding. I will tell you, James, that you do look a little off balance to me.
Okay.
Your energy is a little off balance right now. I feel like that there's a personal thing that is rising up, you know, inside of you. There's a personal issue that could be eating at you a little bit. I don't even know if you're aware of it yet. I feel like that this is on a subconscious level here. I don't even think you're aware of what's bugging you yet. And this goes back, I will tell you where to look here. This looks like it goes back to your relationship with your father. Does that make any sense to you?
It did probably, yeah, it's coming to light, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I would look at that and so you know, and just try to fix that. I don't know. Is your dad in spirit?
No, he's with us. Yeah.
Okay, he's, yeah. So I would, yeah, I didn't feel like he was. That's why I asked, because I didn't feel that. But the one thing I would tell you is you might just look at your relationship with him and try to fix some things there. You know, because the one thing that I would tell you, James, as a medium, a lot of times I've dealt with too many people that's had unresolved issues with either their dad or their mom. And the one thing that I've learned a lot in my job that I've done, I have so many unresolved issues with dads. So you might want to look at that, okay? Because I feel like that's affecting you right now. You know, just look at it and see if we can get this healed, okay? I know we can. We got to face the pain sometimes, and nobody wants to feel that hurt. But, you know, the one thing I'll tell you, James, if you feel the hurt, you get rid of the hurt, you can definitely move forward. Like I said, you know, the week ahead does look like your energy levels are going to be pretty high. And so this dense thing that you're feeling right now, I feel like a lot of it has to do with your dad. I just feel like your dad has a lot to do with this right now. Does that make sense? I just feel like it's surrounding him.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate to keep, you know, harping on it, but that's what I keep seeing. And so, but, you know, the one thing, you know, we all have those. I have some of those of my own. But, you know, we gotta face them and deal with them, all right? And but I do see really good things for you. Why would I see a trip? Are you planning a trip? I see a trip.
I would love to go on one. I've been trying
okay.
to manifest it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I see you going on one. I would say it looks like to me about the end of the year, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like some place.
That'd be so great.
It looks like some place a little cooler than Florida. We're gonna get you out of the humidity for a little bit, okay?
Please.
Hey, I've never been to Florida, but I've heard that the humidity there is just awful. And so
the humidity today is really high. It's very high today.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, okay?
I will.
And watch that. All right, James, I hope I helped you today, and I appreciate you calling in. All right?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And so we just all have to look at things. Okay, let's talk to you. May. Hi, May.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy
how can
Father's
I help you?
Day. Oh,
thank
I'm
you.
Just curious if my father or my late husband have a message for me since this is their day.
All right. Let's see if they will knock on my door and pop in here. Okay. Right. I don't call them; they call me. So
right.
I'm gonna give them that opportunity. And let's see if anybody, I do feel something coming towards me, so let's see what this is. What I need from you at this time, May, could you just say your name out loud, your first name again?
May.
All right, May, okay. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I look at this energy, okay? Because my job also is to be careful that I don't have distracting energies that try to get in when I'm open like this, so I always double check everything. I'm gonna tell you, I don't feel them, and that doesn't mean that they're not around you. That just means they're not using me as a go-between. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah, because I feel like your dad was the kind of person. I feel his energy, but he's not talking to me, but I feel his energy, and his energy is telling me that he's the kind of person that didn't like a go-between guy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's just like he didn't like that he had to go to somebody else to get to somebody else. He never liked that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, yeah, okay. And so that's not changed with him.
Okay.
And so... but I will tell you that I do feel like that there will be something from him today that will be between you and him. And
okay.
And you'll know that when you see that.
Okay.
But I definitely feel like your dad around you. I will tell you, I feel his energy. He's just not using me to communicate with you. But I will tell you that I did hear a voice that said, I'm going to ask you a question, because he might have just talked to me. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you been, like, sitting, like, on a couch or something and feel somebody sit down?
I think I did, yes.
Okay. Because he's telling me that was him. He tells me that he's doing that all the time. You're just not paying enough attention. He says that your head is in the clouds too much.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's talking to me. But the one thing I will tell you, he's telling me that you need to come down to planet Earth. And I don't know what this means. I don't know if it means anything to you, but that's what he's telling me. But he's saying that he's constantly around you, constantly sitting behind you. And you guys were really close. That's what he's telling me. And so... now, was his passing fast? Because I feel like it was fast towards that.
Yes. Yeah, it was. It was. It was a heart attack. And years ago, I was very young. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because he's saying that when it happened, it was just like he collapsed or something like that. Okay, does that make sense? Because I just feel him, like, bent over. I feel like that he grabbed himself and bent over a little is what I feel. But he's telling me that he's healthy now and that he loves you a lot. And there is a special thing. He's not telling me what it is. He wants it to be a secret. But there's a special thing that he is going to do for you today to let you know that as you acknowledge him on this day, he's acknowledging you back. So there's going to be something there. Because, I mean, you know, no matter how long they've been gone, my dad is still here, but, you know, no matter how long they've been gone, you know, out of physical form, we still miss them. We still want to be around them. And so he's going to be around you today, constantly today, actually. Okay. And so,
okay.
And there's something to do with the kitchen, something about the kitchen. So whatever is going to happen, I feel like it's going to be in the kitchen.
Okay.
So, all right. All right, thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you. Right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Yeah, because I keep seeing the kitchen area. All right. Let's go. I think that's it. All right. For right now. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. Right now, okay, hold on. Okay, Rose, can you do me a favor? And you have listening with 780, but I have a question mark up on my switchboard. Can you see if they want to talk to me? Because I'm a little confused. All right. Thank you, Rose. All right. While she's doing that, again, I want to state that, Happy Father's Day. If you're a dad, Happy Father's Day. I always, my relationship with my dad, like a lot of you sometimes, sometimes it's shaky. Whoa, talk about shaky. It's like knocking stuff over and all kinds of stuff going on. Sometimes it's that shaky thing. And it took me a long time to understand my dad. And I still have moments. But I'm sure he has moments trying to figure me out, too. But the one thing I've learned about my dad and the one thing that really helped me with my relationship with my dad was to realize that my dad's human. And as a human form, he's not always going to give me what I think that I need or at that moment. It doesn't mean that he doesn't love me. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that he can only give me what he knows to give me. I want to say that again. With our dads and with our moms or with anybody, we have to realize that a lot of times they can only give us what they've been taught. And the biggest thing for me in my relationship with my parents was when I learned that. Because I didn't know how they grew up. I didn't know how they grew up. And so, but we have to realize that they can only give us what they've been taught. And they know what to do. All right. I'm going to tell you right now, I got several callers that just came in. And I will also tell you that we are down to 37 minutes. So there is a possibility that I'm not going to get to you. I'll do my best, but I'm going to tell you right now that there's a good chance that I'm not going to get to everybody. We're going to go ahead and talk to Jay, though. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Michael, how's it going? Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you, Jay. Happy Father's Day to you. How can I help you today?
Oh, not too much. I just, I came off of a firewalking ceremony on May 31st. It was just a lot of joy and trust. And, a couple weeks into it, I spent a week with my family, celebrated Father's Day, early Father's Day, because my sister
right.
was visiting from out of town. And it was a beautiful thing. We had a great time with lots of tears and lots of crying, lots of peace, lots of joy.
Right.
And
yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's always healing, and I'm glad you had that time. I've never done a fire walk, so that sounds pretty interesting.
it was a great experience, and brought a lot of joy and trust. I had to work on. I had to work at it. So.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular question I can help you with, or?
Yeah, about my firewalk. I just wonder what came out of it. I mean, what the spirit is saying about that, I've got a lot of energy right now, just what they're saying about that. And probably came as a relative of my father, too, but I just wonder what your thoughts are.
Right.
It's always interesting. Yeah.
And well, a lot of the firewalk has really has activated a lot of healing in you, Jay. This is one that I want to tell you. I see a lot of healing it's happening from then and forward. That's where you are right now. And the one thing that I would give you a heads up, I feel like that what's going to happen here pretty quick is you're going to start feeling a lot of emotions. You're going to feel a lot of things. What that did is it initiated a fire inside of you that's going to burn some stuff out of you. And so a lot of past feelings and a lot of past emotions. I got a remembrance card that's in front of me that's telling me that's what's going on right now inside of you. You might not feel that yet, but you're going to start seeing that and feeling that. And so when these emotions come up, just let them come up, deal with them, recognize them, and let them heal, okay? Because I do feel like that's about to pop up here. You are moving into a place of destiny, a magical blessing, definitely moving into that place. You're a very awesome spiritual creature, I'll tell you that. I love your energy. And so continue just moving forward. And that's what I'm seeing going on. Definitely last card, regeneration, rebirth, positive outcome. That's where you are right now. As May ended for you and you went into June and now getting ready to go into July, this is a time of regeneration and rebirth. So let this take place because this is a part of your huge awakening process, okay? All right. And hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
All right.
That helps.
All right.
Thank you much.
All right. Thank you, Jay. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, just watch that. Let's go ahead and talk to Brenda right now. Hi, Brenda. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. How can I help?
My father has been gone for a while, and I wanted to know if he was watching over me very intently, and does he visit me? That's basically.
He's asking me. Why are you questioning this? He's saying I'm right there. Can't she see me? That's what he's telling me. He's like I'm right beside her. What are you struggling.
You are struggling,
and he understands that. But he's right there. Yeah, he's like I'm right here, and so. But the one thing I will tell you is ask your angels to help you see him, feel him. I think that a lot of times you struggle with this. You're a little bit afraid of this in some ways. You know it's your dad, but, you know, when you're feeling something around us, that can be a little uneasy. I always tell them, I've been dealing with the spirit world for most of my life, but they still startle me when they just pop up and you know, next thing I know, I'm feeling somebody beside me. That can be a little startling. So I understand that, and I understand the reservations with this. But the one thing I'll tell you is your dad definitely loves you, and he wants you to know that. I feel like that maybe there was some off and ongoing things with you guys, but, you know, he's saying that those are behind you. And he doesn't have any of those things anymore, and he wants you to know that he's healthy. I think that this is important for you to know, and that he's okay. You know, the things that he dealt with in the flesh, he's not in that anymore. But he's definitely always around you, and especially today is around you. Watch for this. This is weird, but watch for this. There's going to be a blue balloon, a helium balloon that is going to be in the air right where you are. I definitely think you see this several times today, actually. So watch for helium balloons that are blue. This is a dark blue balloon. And so this is going to be him. And saying, hey, I'm right here. And so,
okay.
So I see at least three of them.
Is he trying to guide me in any direction? I mean,
yeah, he's saying that. Why are you really depressed right now? What's going on? Why are you depressed? Because he says that you're really sad right now.
Oh yeah, I am. And
yeah,
because of stress, financial.
Your financial
healthcare,
situation.
I take care of
yeah.
my
Yeah.
Husband, my mom, and my sister all.
Yeah. Your financial situation is going to start getting better here. He's working behind the scenes to help with that. I definitely see an improvement here, it looks like to me. It looks like about mid-July. As far as the health things, he wants me to tell you that even though that your mother can be a handful sometimes, okay, all right, he's, okay, if that's what he's telling me, I'm just the messenger, okay, but he's telling me that your mom can be a handful at times, and but he wants to let you know that he appreciates you stepping in and doing that. He knows it's hard. He knows that you get frustrated with her, but he also knows that you are doing it out of love, and even though maybe she doesn't always accept your care like you want to give it, she does care about you. But he wants you to know from him that he's really proud of you stepping up. He knows this is hard. He knows it's hard.
That's awesome.
But,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But he wants you to know that he's really proud of you, because he admires you for doing this. This is hard. He knows that, and she can be a handful. But he admires you, and hopefully that's helped you today. And I appreciate calling.
Well, he would know. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Man, that was awesome. And it got awesome energy. Like, man, he's just so cool. All right. He's a cool dude. All right. Let's talk to Sandy really quick here. So let's try to get Sandy on. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Michael. Question. There's a guy that I like, and his wife died 6 months ago.
Okay.
And I'm hoping he likes me, but he's grieving right now, and I've talked to you about him before, but I'm wondering if there's any way to connect to his wife and see if she approves of us, like me liking.
Well, I was going to tell you, this is funny, actually, because I was going to tell you, since you started talking about this, I had a woman here that say, hey, I'm working behind the scenes to get this going. You know, he needs to get past me and moving on. I mean, and so I'm assuming this is his wife. And so, but she's definitely working on helping heal him. She's actually orchestrated you guys to be together. And so I believe that with her orchestrating this and working on this, this will work out. The one thing I will tell you, you got to be patient and let this unfold as it will. This grieving process for him is going to be hard for him, unfortunately. He's making this harder on himself than it needs to be.
I know.
And so, but he feels like that in this way that he's honoring her. She's saying that, you know, she wants him healed and whole, but, you know, he's just going to have to go through this. He's just going to have to do this. And you know, I don't understand people doing this to themselves, but, you know, and I feel like that he feels a lot guilty about this for some reason, and of her passing. But there's no reason for that. There's nothing that he could have done or did that caused any of this, or could have prevented any of it. And so, but there's a lot of guilt on his part. What you can do for him at this point is just pray for him, and the situation. You know, give him time. If you don't give him time to grieve in the way that he needs to grieve, then you're going to push him away, and that would be a huge mistake. Because I do feel like you guys are supposed to be together. So I would just give him the space to grieve and in the way that he needs to grieve. A lot of times we don't understand how certain people have to grieve, because everybody grieves differently. Everybody goes
right
through this process differently. But one thing I would do is let him grieve in his own way, and then he will be there for you, because I definitely see this being a long-term relationship. But just give him some space, okay?
So can I just ask her if there – so she definitely approves of us getting together eventually?
Yeah, Yeah, she says you could talk to her directly. So, but yeah. So,
oh, I wish I could.
Yeah.
Is there any message that she would want me to give him?
That she's okay, and you might just talk to him about if he is feeling guilty. I feel like that there is something he's blaming himself for. I don't know what this is. I'm trying to get it from her, but the one thing, he's just blaming himself. The one thing that you can tell him is that there's no blame, that she's okay, that she loves him, and that she'll, I think that he's also afraid that if he moves on, that in some ways that he'll forget her, and that's not the case. She will always be a part of his life and your life as you guys come together. She's always going to be there. She's not going away, but I think he feels that. And so, I might just tell him that, you know, it's time for him to think of a future ahead. Okay. And so,
has she met my husband on the other side?
She just say that somebody is with her. This is a guy, but if it's your husband, I don't know that enough to say that. I will tell you that I do see a shadow figure standing behind her that is a male, but I don't have enough concrete what I need to say who that is, okay? Because that's just not how I work.
She was trying to get us together.
I feel like that they're actually working together.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. But she's a more of a talker than your husband was. So she's like the spokesperson for them.
I believe that.
Yeah. So she's like the mouthpiece. He's just the worker in the background.
I will be good. Can she say if I will be good for him?
Oh yeah, definitely. He will be awesome. Yeah. She says stop doubting yourself. Stop doing that to yourself.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I really like him. I like your husband.
Yeah. She got a little fiery there for a minute. And when you said, "Am I good enough for him?" She's like, "Stop saying that about yourself." So yeah, she got a little fiery. But don't say that again. you're gonna be great. So you know, don't watch those self doubts. And I appreciate you calling in. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. All right. Bye. All right. I'm going to tell you, we're done taking calls. I'm sorry. I'm tired, and I want to spend these last few minutes with you just talking to you, so I'm sorry if I didn't get to you today. I will tell you, I do get a high volume of callers, and I just can't get to everybody, and it's not personal. It's just that I can't get to you. So please don't take it personal, okay? The one thing that I want to talk about is you. You know, I had a whole bunch of things I was going to talk about today, and we got into calls, and so I didn't get to a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about today. I was going to talk about tools of definition. We'll have to talk about that some other day. The one thing that I will say is, you know, just be good to yourselves. You know, especially today. You know, I feel like I said, you know, at the beginning of the show, I feel like that yesterday's program, if you didn't have a chance to listen to yesterday's program, I would definitely listen to yesterday's program. I will tell you that it was very emotional. I had a lot of callers call in sharing their stories about their lives in bad situations and how Spirit helped them out. So I will tell you that the show is very emotional. I'm going to give you a heads up and let you know that. But I do believe that it's one of the most powerful shows that I have done ever since I've been on Block Talk. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have to talk about stuff that we just don't want to talk about. There's some things that we just have to recognize. And, you know, and there's just some things that are wrong on our planet. There's just some things that, you know, we could bury our heads in the sand and say, okay, this doesn't exist. But it, unfortunately, right now, there's a lot of crap that exists on planet Earth. And good thing is that there'll be a day when that doesn't. exist. And but for right now, it does. And we have to deal with it. We have to face it. We have to realize, okay, maybe I'm in a bad situation. Maybe it's time to say enough is enough. Because the one person that you have to really look out after is you. You know, what is good for you? What is best for you? I know that a lot of times we stick with things that, you know, we go, well, I don't want to hurt that person, and things will change, and may not. There's a time in our lives that we have to look at, okay, what is good for me? There was a time in my life, in Michael's life, that I had to say, okay, things are not going good. And I had to really take a hard look. Nobody likes to do this. But I had to take a really hard look at Michael, and there was one day that I remember it. It was a day in the springtime, and it was a day that I woke up, literally woke up, to a lot of what I do now, a lot of who I am now, and I just got frustrated, and I was questioning everything in my life on that day. I was just like, okay, I grew up in church, but I thought, okay, why am I still empty? Why am I still on empty? I pumped this into me, and I pumped that into me, but why is my gauge still on empty? I wasn't happy. This was in my late 30s. Wasn't happy. I was miserable. Because I kept looking for somebody to come into my life to make me complete, or looking for something, you know, that one thing that's going to make me happy. And I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I finally reached a day that I was just like, whoa, I'm done. And I remember that I went outside and I said, God, and I wasn't even knowing if I was talking to you. I was questioning everything. And I just said, okay, if you're real, I need to know. Because I'm so tired of fake. I was so tired of not knowing of who I was. I even went out and I said, God, I need to know who you are, but can you please just take me out of here? Because I just don't want to be here anymore if I can't find the answers. Immediately, I felt something. And I asked God, I said, where have you been? The answer came, and it said, I've always been within. One thing I'll tell you, my friends, is we are looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Where we need to look is inward. When Michael began to really begin to open up to Michael, yeah, there were some things that Michael didn't like about himself. There were some things that I had to work on. There are still things that I have to work on. I'm not perfect. You've been listening to this show for any length of time, you're going to know that Michael's real, and that sometimes I have rough edges, and sometimes I have bad days, and sometimes I want to throw things across the room and scream at the top of my lungs and say, enough is enough. But there is one thing that I have never questioned, never one thing that I've doubted since that day, and that's the love of Spirit within me. Do I still got things that I'm working on and still trying to shove them down and not face them? Yeah, I do. Will they come out? Yeah. They're going to, like it or not, they're going to come out. We can make it harder on ourselves than we need to, but why would we? You know, it's what I ask myself all the time. It's on surface, but why can't I just let it go? Is it bigger than the spirit within me? No. Does my mind have me convinced that it is? Sort of. But I will tell you, we all have those moments when we think that the monster is bigger than the spirit within us. But the spirit within us always wins. There is nothing bigger or scarier or ugly that spirit can't handle if we let them. We might think that it's awful and ugly and all this stuff, but spirit doesn't see us that way, thank God. Spirit sees us as empowered beings, which we are already. We just have to step into that. We have to allow spirit to work in every area of our lives. Do you know that all of us have areas inside of us that we have police tape over and we go, spirit, nah, and you can't go in there? Do you know that spirit's already been in there? Come on, seriously. You think a little police tape is going to stop spirit? Come on. The spirit's already been in every area of your life, already knows what's there, wants to heal that, wants to help you overcome that, and get past that. You know, there's steps that we have to do in our journey here. Is first of all, we have to acknowledge that we have a problem. Then we have to hand that problem over. This is where we have a problem. Is we have no problem acknowledging that maybe we have a problem. We have no problem with that sometimes. We can say, hey, you know, I got this, and you know. But when it comes to handing it over, that's where we have the problem. Spirit's right there today, wanting to heal you, wanting to help you, wanting to help me, wanting to heal me. Why don't we give them a chance? What do we have to lose? The thing that's been holding us back, I hope. So that's what we have to lose. I hope we lose that. I hope we can get past the obstacles in our path, and I know we can with the spirit within us. But if we keep looking outward, if we keep thinking, okay, that person is going to be what completes me, then we're never going to be completed because nobody else can do that. And it's not fair to put that pressure on somebody else because that is not their job. I can't complete you. My little imaginary friend, Kevin or Sam or George or whoever else I create, cannot complete you. That's not our job. Our job is to love you, share your life with you, as you share your life with us. That's our job. It's the only thing we can do for you. But there is something way beyond you, something way beyond me, that loves you just the way you are, every little part of you. Hair, no hair, big nose, little nose, I don't care. Because you know that we get hung up on the form of us? Do you know that we live in a society that is so hung up on the form than on the spirit? Whoa, where did that come from? All right. Hey. Do you know that's true? We have people focused on the form that we're in. But the form that you are in, I'm going to tell you right now, that form is someday going to go to dust. It's going to happen, guys. But I got better news for you. The spirit within you that we don't really focus on too much. Well, here we do a lot. But do you know that the spirit within you goes on and on and on and on and on? It's a spirit that never ends. I remember when I was younger and when I was still married, my wife, she watched a couple kids, and they were 2-year-olds, and they loved to watch, I think it was Barney or something like that, something to do with a dinosaur, I think, and it's the song that never ends, goes on and on, my friend. Someone started singing it, not knowing what it was, goes on and on and on. Now I got that song stuck in your head, right? I know, I'm sorry. But you know what I'm trying to say is that the spirit goes on and on and on and on, and it's a spirit that never ends. Someone started working with it, not knowing what it was. And I'm so thankful that they did, because it's a spirit that never ends. It goes on and on and on, my friend. Thank you for listening to the show today. If you would like to get a full reading from me, you can do so right now by going to this website address I'm about to give you. Grab a pen, grab a crayon, grab something. www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com is the website for me where you can set up readings, learn about me, and find out about events. And so all that kind of stuff over there. www.insightswithmichael.com. The official website for this program is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. This is the official website for Spiritual Talk Radio. And you can look up previous guests, and you can click on their names and go to their websites and get to know them. I've had some really awesome off-the-hook guests. One of my awesome off-the-hook guests is coming. Candy Harho. Sorry, I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm a little tired. Candy Harho is going to be with me on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Going to be talking about twin flames, the difference between twin flames and soulmates. Monday, who knows what we're going to be talking about? Just come and find out. That's all I got to tell you. I never know. And so probably talk about tools of definition, probably. I'm going to try tomorrow. So we'll see where Spirit leads us. But that's the show I'm going to plan tomorrow. Talk about tools of definition, different tools, how to pick ones, and which one work with you, what you resonate with, things like that. Okay, that's tomorrow's show. And as far as I know. And so you never know here. But I do know Wednesday we're going to be talking about twin flames, and we'll see what happens, all right? If you'd like to be a guest, just write me, insightswithmichael@ymail.com. That's insights, insights, with, W-I-T, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. That's one word, insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Mel.com. All right. Or you can use the contact form over on www.insightswithmichael.com. Or you can write me at You Are Awakening, youareawakening, @gmail.com. All right. gmail.com. All right. All right. We're running a deal right now. It will be ending on the 20th, it looks like, possibly. 20 minutes, $20. 20 minutes, $20. Book your reading now. And I will also tell you, if you book your reading, you can book that a little bit ahead. You don't have to have it right today. And you can even book it with that $20, 20 deal thing, even way past the 20th, if you book now. So let's say you want a reading done on the 25th. You want 20 minutes, $20. Book it now. All right. You have to pay now, yeah, but you can book it whenever. All right. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up. All right. Anything else I need to tell you? Don't think so. Have a great day. You be you, I'll be me. Together, we're going to get there. Okay. I know it. Promise. Things will get better. You know, I always think that it always looks darkest right before it gets lighter. Storm always looks a little scarier right before it ends. Do you know that I have never seen a storm ever last forever and ever? Have you ever seen a literal storm last forever and ever? No, they don't last forever and ever. They seem like they do when they're right there on top of us. Seem like it's forever. But they don't last forever. There's never been a literal storm that has lasted forever. If there is, please let me know, because I don't know where that is. I'd like to go check it out. And that's what I mean with your emotional storm. Your emotional storm maybe seems like it's going on forever and ever right now. But it will end. All right. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. You have a great day. Let's go ahead and let's end with this song. Bye-bye, guys. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we will be on 11 a.m. Central. Tomorrow, Monday, 11 a.m. Central. See you then. Bye-bye.